What's good, y'all? Your boy Brandon back again. Another episode of the On the Run podcast. Man, I got the boys in the studio with me.
Oh, y'all already know who it is.
Yee.
All right. Breaking news. This literally just dropped as soon as we started recording, man. Jay-Z is in a little bit of trouble, man. I'm going to let Noah break it down. Apparently. I know it's hurting him.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I'm right.
Top five Spotify artists.
Oh, he's, I think Jay's like number two. After this, I got to take him
up there. Then he's number one.
Up there with R. Kelly?
No. We'll talk about our Spotify rap list.
Oh, my fault. Diddy number one.
But no, Jay-Z was just named as a, was it co-conspirator?
Co-defendant.
Co-defendant, co-conspirator, whatever. Gosh, this is a really bad story. But apparently he was with Diddy in like 2000 and they, you know, a 13-year-old girl.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That ain't looking good.
It ain't looking good.
The fact that it's associated with Diddy is making me kind of, like, because you didn't say that before we started recording. The fact that Diddy's a president, I'm like, okay, this might be true.
I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You know, I was going to say as a joke, I was like, as long as it wasn't with Diddy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that, but yeah. I mean, we don't really have any more detail. I mean, you know, the woman accusing them or Jay is a Jane Doe, so I mean, details are still unfolding. But after the news broke, Jay-Z just released a statement with his lawyer. I mean, in collaboration with his lawyer, like, I swear to God, I think he put up a tweet literally like maybe 10 minutes after it was edited. So they took it down and then put it back up.
Oh, shit.
So this is actually on Roc Nation's page right now.
Is that the original one?
Yeah. No. They edited. I think there's like a typo or something.
Oh, okay.
But I'll read out the full statement. So this is from Jay. He said, "My lawyer received a blackmail attempt called a demand letter from a, in quotations, lawyer named Tony Busby. What he had calculated was the nature of these allegations and the public scrutiny would make me want to settle. No, sir, it had the opposite effect. It made me want to expose you for the fraud you are in a very public fashion. So no, I will not give you one red penny. These allegations are so heinous in nature that I implore you to file a criminal complaint, not a civil one. Whoever would commit such a crime against a minor should be locked away. Would you not agree? These alleged victims would deserve real justice if that were the case. This lawyer, who I've done a bit of research on, seems to have a pattern of these type of theatrics. I have no idea how you have come to be such a deplorable human being, Mr. Busby, but I promise you I have seen your kind many times over. I'm more than prepared to deal with your type. You claim to be a Marine. Marines are known for their valor. You have neither honor nor dignity. My only heartbreak is for my family. My wife and I will have to sit our children down, one of whom who is at the age where her friends will surely see the press and ask questions about the nature of these claims and explain the cruelty and greed of people. I mourn yet another loss of innocence. Children should not have to endure such at their young age. It is unfair to have to try to understand inexplicable degrees of malice meant to destroy families and human spirit. My heart and support goes out to true victims in the world who have to watch how their life story is dressed in costume for profitability by this ambulance chaser in a cheap suit." Damn, hope still spinning in the statement, but let me get back to it. "You have made a terrible error in judgment thinking all that all celebrities are the same."
Spit on there or what?
Can I read, please?
Paragraph kicking his ass.
Let me finish. Hey.
Popcorn reading beat his ass.
Bro, I'm a good reader, but I'm
popcorn reading to someone else, please.
No, let me finish.
Popcorn to break.
Let me finish. "As I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, you have made a terrible error in judgment thinking that all celebrities are the same. I'm not from your world. I'm a young man who made it out of the projects in Brooklyn. We don't play these type of games. We have very strict codes and honor. We protect children. You seem to exploit people for personal gain. Only your network of conspiracy theorists, fake psychics, will believe this idiotic claims you have levied against me that, if not for the seriousness surrounding harm to kids, would be laughable. I look forward to showing you just how different I am."
Nah, he lied in there, though. I caught one lie in there. Mm. He said, "I'm a young man that made it out." Ain't Jay-Z like 55? You know how I know he's old, too? He said, "I'm not giving you one red penny." That's some old head ass shit to say.
I didn't know what that means.
Exactly. I'm not giving you one red penny.
Not gonna lie.
I ain't giving you no greenbacks.
Never heard of the term one red. I'm not giving you no damn Franklin D. Roosevelt DMV. Dollars. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm from the DMV area. I never heard of that. But
one red cent, one red penny. Anywho.
I think it was a pretty good statement.
Yeah, I read that. I just read out the statement. What do y'all feel about that statement?
I feel like,
and I'm a good reader, by the way. God damn it! Don't make it bad.
It wasn't bad. These
bright ass lights you got in front of me. I feel like I'm on deposition. I'm so, reading this shit.
They was about to bring a Happy Meal in here. He's about to start telling on everything.
Are we lying on camera now?
No, no lying to the camera. But
I feel like he kind of covered all the bases. Yeah. He kind of like put himself in a situation of like, okay, what are they going to say? Let me say it before they say it.
So a few red flags that I got is that he made it very personable in terms of like, hey, you're stealing someone's innocence from my kid. So most of the people who listen to Jay-Z, no offense, Noah, they old heads, right? Like none of the youngins listen to Jay-Z. So they got a little bit of kids. So what does Jay-Z do? If he wants people to actually defend him, he's going to be like, yeah, you know, unfortunately I had to put my daughter through this. And a lot of people are going to be like, dang, imagine if I had to put my daughter through this, if I got accused of this crime. So, not to say if he's not innocent. I think he, like Brandon mentioned, like he covered all the bases. He, and sure, I haven't done any type of research on a lawyer, but sure, if that lawyer is known for just extorting and only wanting to do a civil case where he knows he could get money easily instead of a criminal case, sure, that makes sense why he would be extorting. But for reasons unknown, what maybe he didn't want to do a criminal case. Maybe the victim didn't want to do a criminal case. Because you don't want to get called up to the stand on a criminal case. So there's a very few issues here and there. But I think like Jay-Z really made it more personable to the person in terms of fans, just random people who are out there, people who know of just his name and knowing of his impressions, and just making it very clear that like, hey, this is an attack on me and my family.
So. Wow, I cannot believe it, y'all. Benji actually had a good take on a serious situation. We got to
give it up.
That's some Benji shit.
Next time, popcorn shit to me. That's all I got, y'all.
But we'll be keeping up to, with the news, and anything that we find out or rehear, we'll bring it to y'all, hopefully on the next episode. But pivoting away from that, there's also another big case that's happening right now out of New York City.
They shoot, motherfucker.
Why did old boy pull up on the United Healthcare CEO with a Fortnite pistol? Y'all saw that long ass pistol he had?
That shit was goddamn.
That was kind of crazy. But for anybody that hasn't heard about it, there's been a CEO of a healthcare company, United Healthcare, who was assassinated a few days ago. And
in the middle of New York,
and the story's still developing. But who wants to tell like the timeline so far? Popcorn to Benji.
Yeah, popcorn to Benji.
I don't know all the details.
Okay. So apparently there's so far as authorities know, there was one assailant, one shooter. And it first dropped, the first video that dropped was him actually shooting the guy. So they got caught on a security camera. Mm-hmm. And you see the CEO who was going to attend
an investor's meeting.
The guy jumps around from behind the SUV. And shoots him. And in the video, you see him shoot the gun, and then he kind of like jams, and he kind of like fucks with it, and then he shoots him again like a few times.
Yeah.
And he rides off on a bike. And apparently,
that was on the security footage.
Yeah. Apparently, he goes into Central Park, and then there's been a few other videos that came back after.
I was gonna say he just lost all his stars.
Basically, he went to Central Park, lost all his stars.
Can we please refrain a little bit?
What?
Can you believe
that's real though?
It's kind of crazy.
It's crazy.
No, the crazier thing is like New York is this fucking like super. I forgot what the stat is, but basically you get recorded like every 8 seconds when you're in New York.
It's the most like
surveilled.
In like America or some shit, right? In the world, so I think. Yeah.
Oh yeah, like, this camera's on every corner, like security cameras, traffic cameras, everything. And this guy, like Central Park, is just like this big ass jungle where if you go in. All you gotta do is like walk around, change clothes, like do some shit, and then you lose all your stars, but like they cannot find you anymore. But there have been a few other videos that dropped. There's one of him like at a hostel, there's a picture of him.
Yeah, with his mask down. Yeah.
And then there's another one of him at Starbucks. So apparently, as far as they know, the timeline is he came into New York like 10 days before the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
He was staying at a hostel. And from there, I guess that's where he was planning everything, checking all the logistics. And then the day of, he had gone to Starbucks before going on the shooting, ordered himself a fucking cappuccino or something. Went out on a hit, and then that's all they know of him. Apparently, he stayed at the hostel with a fake New Jersey driver's license. And the only reason they got a picture of him with his mask down all the employees said he wasn't wanting to take his mask down, but I guess there was a girl. They said there's two stories. The first one was that the girl was flirting with him, yeah, and he pulled his mask down. But I think like the one that makes more sense is that they asked him like pull his mask down to make sure it's him on the license. Mm. But yeah, that's as far as we know. That's where the story sits right now. What do y'all think?
I mean, this is, you know, still like the craziest story in the country right now.
Yeah.
That because you got to understand, to be clear, the person that got assassinated, he's the CEO of a subsidiary of United Healthcare Group. United Healthcare Group is the large, huge entity. Yeah. United Healthcare is he's the CEO of that.
Right, right.
So in terms of how big this is, if I'm not mistaken, if I heard this correctly, United Health Group, is like the fourth largest company in the United States.
Yeah.
So that's like knocking off like fucking Jeff Bezos or some shit.
Like that level, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like Elon Musk.
And I'm just like, the only thing I could keep thinking about is like, why is it every time in New York, like some shit happened, it's always early in the morning. Mm-hmm. You ever notice that?
It's the best time.
Yeah. I mean, there's no
best time.
Yeah.
What you mean?
Like, and there's less people outside, yeah, and then the only way he was going to be out is because he's going to that investors meeting. It's not like you're going to catch him at 3 a.m. going to an investors meeting.
Yeah. Well, he's not 3 a.m. He'd be at the club.
Exactly. It's my point. So, it's the most logistically, I guess, the only time. I mean, he got away, so who are we to say when's a better time?
Well,
right?
Hold on, for now. All right. Because by the time this podcast is edited and uploaded.
That's a big question. Yeah. Y'all think they're going to catch him?
I think they will.
You think so?
This dude ain't that damn slick.
So, I got a few things. So the first one was like the gun itself. Mm-hmm. The reason why no one really heard about
that shit looked crazy.
Fortnite pistol, crazy. I'm telling you.
It was because it's a certain type of gun to make sure your bullets aren't loud enough. Mm-hmm. So initially when you shoot a bullet, you have like an actual like
bullet suppressor, lock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's two things. Like some people say it's a suppressed pistol that jammed. Other people say it's because it's a 22, and those normally you have to manually rack them because the caliber is subsonic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's another story that says that gun is actually designed in like a bolt action kind of gun, mm-hmm, where you actually have to like pull the bolt back. It, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't know which one it is.
Why did you choose such a weird ass gun though?
Because I guess like it's quieter.
It's quieter.
But why don't you just get like a pistol with a silencer? Or?
It's because it's not as deadly.
Not as deadly?
Yeah. If you were to shoot someone with like a 22 relative to like a 45, the chances of you dying to a 22 is very low, right?
But I think he did try to kill her.
But he had
shoot people with 35 millimeter film. I don't
get
shoot
his
people.
Corny out of here. All
right, just because you're not a YA
to someone else, my fault.
You damn right, I ain't no YA. I'm Unk.
No, woo! But I don't really agree with the flirting one. Sure, like. Maybe he was caught lacking, but that's kind of wild.
Nah, throwing the whole bag away for the HUD is crazy. Yeah.
Some HUDs, you might have to throw the bag away
at a hostel gang?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he was at the hostel, though.
I think
that's where he was with the chick at the hostel.
Yeah, I think so,
So is that the picture that the security footage, she's like smiling?
Yeah, that's a hostel pic. Yeah.
Damn, what type of hostel? Oh, maybe. Okay, what hostels they got in New York? Because when I think of hostel, I'm thinking some like, dirty CDS shit.
Yeah. I don't know. That's what I'm saying, bro. There can't be if she was bad, like she'd be working as a bottle girl or some shit in New York.
Yo,
I think
if this dude went to Starlets after he banged out on dude, oh my goodness. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say they said that the bullet casings had like engraved like messages on them.
Oh yeah, right? Deny, defend, depose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's what I think like for the bolt action or the subsonic makes a little bit more sense for that. Mm-hmm. Not that it jammed. I think it was very interesting that, like you mentioned, one of the biggest companies, the shareholders still held that meeting.
Yes. The meeting was at, I think, like,
dog, this eight? Is, yeah. Are we surprised like that? By that? This is insurance.
Like, no, not insurance. Forget insurance. This is just corporate America.
Nah, but insurance is like to the next tier.
Oh,
bro.
Even greedier.
Insurance is like the greediest profession you could ever get, bro. Because I understand cutting margins if you're building cars or you're building fucking like you're an accounting firm. Like, cool, I understand. Like, you're not at the end of the day, like you're not really fucking over people.
Right, it's just paperwork.
Yeah, but when you're dealing with people who lives, where people are dying and suffering because you want to keep an extra few bucks, like,
Yeah. And it's just so much like we could honestly talk about this story for like hours.
It could be a whole podcast.
Like, there's there's so much like bittersweet irony in this case, right?
Yeah.
For example, the hospital they took him to after he got shot, United Healthcare doesn't cover that hospital. I'm dead serious. Y'all can look it up. I'm not even playing. Yeah. That's a real fact. That's a real stat.
Well, I saw everybody trolling on the internet being like, what's his copay going to be? Like,
make sure this isn't in coverage.
Nah, nah, nah. Yeah. Like,
listen, the internet for the last week and a half, maybe like the last week has been on fire.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask y'all, but like everybody on the internet, it doesn't even matter what you believe in politically, left, right. Everyone feels the same. Everyone's just like, he should have ducked like FBG ducked. Fuck him. That's what people are saying. Yeah. So I wanted to ask y'all y'all feel.
Ever had duck sausage?
Can we get back on topic, please?
My fault.
Okay.
No, like, no, I agree. Like a lot of people were like, yeah, he had it coming. There was actually surprisingly, I seen like two posts, mm-hmm. like out of 100, mm-hmm. where people were like, the moment you see people glorifying killing a CEO is the moment you should be worried about society.
Okay, I was worried about society way before this shit.
Yeah, but like I think he means like it being so uniform.
Yeah,
because uh-huh. like there'll be sometimes like you said, everybody's united on this. Mm-hmm. It don't matter where you stand mm-hmm. politically, mm-hmm. economically, mm-hmm. racially, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody kind of agrees like, yo, this guy is kind of a scumbag.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
you know, and that's where it's scary because you understand that if everybody feels the same way,
right,
then it's like a ticking time bomb, right? Because when they split us up and they make it this left versus right ideology, it's like, okay, it's not a ticking time bomb because they're just going to fight each other. They're not going to come for us who are really stealing the money and taking all the resources. Yeah. But when everybody's like, nah, we see what y'all doing, that's when it's a problem.
The only thing that I haven't really seen a lot of is like the motive. Like, do you think it was like...
We don't know.
Yeah, but like I haven't really seen a lot of theories either. Like, was it someone... who was supposed to be next up to be CEO.
They really don't know.
Was it like a competitor, you know? So it's like, it's kind of interesting because like most of the time when people die,
right.
a lot of people already have these like tinfoil hat theories,
no,
right?
No. I feel like depending on who dies, like for example, like, you know, God rest his soul. When Nipsey died, the internet already knew who did it in like an hour type shit. They figured out the case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When Pop Smoke died, they figured it out. When it comes to like this corporate fucking espionage, this shit, everyone's confused as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think there's a few things because I did see, due to the fact that the bullets had that deny, defend, oppose, they understand that, like, okay, is this someone that's disgruntled that got done dirty by the insurance industry?
Right.
Is it someone whose family member or close like relative got done dirty?
Yeah, we don't know.
The other question to me is, was this guy a professional or was he like an amateur?
Yeah.
Like just a casual person?
An amateur, girl.
Because. Well, the thing is, like, if you're a professional, you can do things to make it look like you're an amateur. So that's what I saw some people talking about was the fact that him writing that on the bullet casings could be his little way to send authorities.
Some red hair
shit. Exactly. Like, throw the scent out the trail, being like, I was just someone related to the insurance shit. When whole time it could be like, I don't know, like, it could be something silly. It could literally be like he was having an affair and this is like, The girls,
right. Yeah. And they just said this like I think today they found his backpack whatever and the backpack had nothing in it but the Monopoly money
yeah
and I'm like bro leave this motherfucking the Riddler ass nigga alone please I don't know what this nigga got like, played in New York City
Gotham City I'm, about to go crazy yeah God, where Batman dude, at?
Yeah forget it
fuck
leave this case alone man but I mean I want to say this too like you know my thoughts on this case I'm just like. I don't know how to feel, right? Like, I don't think he deserved to die, right? Just as a human being, but it's just like.
Did you see the, some, I think there was an accounting firm that they removed their CEO picture from their website?
It was a bunch of like other healthcare companies.
They started
companies.
Sending a security to their, with their CEOs and shit.
One of my buddies, he's a nurse here.
Mm-hmm.
They like ever since because of the United Health CEO, they gave the employees vomit bags now. So I guess before that,
vomit bags.
So I guess apparently like before then, like you didn't really have like because it was just so busy and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You guys didn't have they didn't really have the resources to just if they felt sick or if they were actually sick, they couldn't like just throw up and like actually like excuse themselves
at work.
Yeah, at work. Like he's an employee.
Why do you need a vomit bag? Or what do you mean, like you mean like a cold? Like
no, like actually supplying them now with proper resources. Like this was just implemented like 2 days ago.
No, I get that, but why would a nurse need like the vomit? Yeah, like, tie that back. I'm a little confused. Like,
I didn't like, really give me 5 more days of PTO. Fuck a vomit. Yeah, bag.
I
don't. Yeah.
Like, well, I need a vacation.
Well, nurses work what?
I get your point that you're saying, like, because of
they're starting to give them kickbacks.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. They're like, oh shit, let me treat y'all good. How y'all doing? Let me y'all treat y'all okay?
Better. Well, yeah.
No, Noah has a story. Oh, about
okay,
that.
Yes, I do have a story. Okay, so I'm not gonna say the company I work for, but I'll know.
Put it on the screen here.
I don't edit this podcast, so they're gonna put the actual company I work for at the bottom. But
his employee email,
work email,
yeah.
Find the CEO.
This is Microsoft Teams username.
So whenever the story broke, whatever, I swear to God, like I think a day or two later, my sister was like, "No, you got a package." I'm like, "What? From who? I didn't order." Like usually, you know, how, like when you order something, you already know. Yeah, you already know what's coming. I'm like, what did I order? I was like, it was a big package too. So I'm opening it, but I'm nervous. I'm like, oh, bro, this is some anthrax shit. This shit blow up. I'm scared. But like, I open it, whatever. And then I open the box and obviously it's my employer's name, whatever. So it's a box within a box. And then I open it up. It's like a mug, a long sleeve, and then a note from like, you know, like those like stylized, like those like, glossy like paper, yeah, that glossy paper shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Like that cardstock paper.
Thank you. Yeah, that cardstock paper. And it's like, it's not, you know, it's my CEO signature. It wasn't direct. It's like for the whole company. And then it was like, we thank you for your appreciation. I mean, we appreciate you for your hard work and the passion you bring to the company. And da 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 da. I was like, okay, that's what's up. But can I get a raise though? Because that's cool. I appreciate the mug and the sweatshirt's really nice, but I need more than
I got mugs.
Yeah, I got mugs for days.
And I ain't going to wear the sweatshirt out. But exactly. But to mow the lawn.
Exactly. I'm not wearing this in public.
You know when the company just holds like a pizza party for working so hard? Mm-hmm. It's the same shit.
Dead ass. So the timing was just funny, though. It was like the story broke, and then like 2 days later, I get this. Like, they didn't even tell us about the package.
Right.
We just got it randomly. I was like, what the fuck? They didn't, you know what I mean?
Put that shit on next day delivery.
For real? I've never got a package for them so fast in my life. I was like, wow.
That's crazy. Yeah. I feel like, that's a big thing. Like, I feel like now a bunch of CEOs are going to start looking at it like, yo, I might be next, but I got to start looking out for my employees and my customers.
Yeah, but the thing is about this case, too, is just like, you know, people are like, I swear to God, it's like people are like, they're tagging the CEOs of different companies on some shit that doesn't go their way. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what's it called? Somebody like, I think they announced like Chipotle is going to raise prices by 2% for inflation. And then somebody's like, hey, bro, you see this?
This is the CEO, by the way.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all crazy. My goodness.
Nah. I mean, it is a good tactic, I guess, at the end of the day.
Blackmailing CEOs?
You got it.
You got who's you? I ain't blackmailing shit.
You're not black?
I am black. I'm just not blackmailing anybody. Okay. but to end with end this topic, I want to take the mature take. My condolences or our condolences to
R.
Yes, R. You're on this podcast too?
I don't condole.
Oh shit. Okay.
Is that even a word?
You made up a word.
That's the root word.
Hey, I said.
Y'all ever take it Latin?
Yeah. Okay, well, me and Brandon we send our condolences to
me and Brandon. He would tuka that. I was just playing.
He too does not condole.
Okay, I'm just saying. Look, okay, at the end of the day, nobody deserves to die. We'll say that. But could it have happened to a worse person? There's probably not that many worse people out there. That's all I'm gonna say.
Diddy, Epstein.
Okay, just stop this list before we get sued, please. Epstein already gone.
Yeah, exactly.
You think
so for real?
Yeah.
He gone. No, I don't think so. No. His autopsy photos on the internet. He gone.
I seen him in Miami.
What?
I seen him in Miami.
You saw Jeffrey Epstein in Miami.
Can't confirm.
What was you doing in Miami?
Me or him?
Both.
Who's linking up?
Who's linking up?
We didn't see a dude that looked dead like Epstein in Miami, bro. We started dying. Yeah. And so we took different flights back. I saw him again in the airport. Yeah. Same guy. The
same dude?
Same guy, bro. And I'm like, nah, that's crazy.
Ain't really dead.
That's
crazy. I don't know.
Regardless, all right? Next topic we got on the books.
Mm-hmm.
It's been making a lot of noise. Master! Yeah, it's crazy how like the album was so unexected, and then you wake up one day, you just have people. Yeah, every video is yelling Master.
No, that shit was crazy because the album dropped on a Friday, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Where was that? Hold on. Where the fuck was that? I think. Oh shit! I remember where I was. I had to drop my mom. I got a funny ass story actually. I had to drop my mom off at the She has a torn rotator cuff right now.
Damn. Yeah, mom in a major league?
No. Yeah, my mom played for the 49ers, so.
49ers?
Yeah. Is that why they lost?
You mean the Giants?
Oh, whoever, man. My mom a running back. But anywho.
Running back?
Shit up. What the fuck?
I'm talking about being a pitcher, bro. You got a torn rotator cuff.
I didn't know. I don't know what the fuck a rotator cuff is, bro. It sounded serious. Anywho.
It is.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Tommy John surgery, man.
She do. We can't afford that though.
So, shout out to the CEO.
Yeah, shout out to the CEO. Hey, but what's it called? Long story short, I dropped her off, picked her up, and when I was in the car, I forgot my Bluetooth was connected, so I'm bumping the album, you know, the day it dropped and whatever. And my fucking what's that song on the album? Hey Now, Say Now, right? Mm. It's the one with I think Doty Six or Young Threat, one of them. But you know how that song starts, though, right? Kendrick's like whispering, he's like, damn, baby, I like that. I had to fast forward so quick, it got awkward as fuck in the car. So I had to fast forward to the hook.
His mom was like, oh, you on the phone right now?
Yeah, I was like, go ahead, take your phone. Like, this shit sound weird. So they got to fast forward to the hook. Hey, now, say now. And my mom's singing that shit. Hey, now, say now. So my mom fuck with Kendrick, you know what I mean? That's my story. But the album is hard. You fuck with the album?
I didn't listen to it.
You didn't. What you been doing?
You seen the Andrew Schultz?
No, yeah. We're not talking about that.
Yeah, we are. But how you got 300,000 hours logged on Spotify? But you ain't listen to the Kendrick album.
Why? I gotta wait for the reviews to come out.
You gotta wait for the Anthony Fantano.
Do you wait for album reviews before you listen to albums?
To be honest, I wasn't really hyped at all for this Kendrick album. To be honest, at all.
I mean, like, there was a surprise release.
No. But yeah, true. But like, I know.
What hype? You didn't know it was coming.
I wasn't hyped for it.
No, the day when it came out and everybody was making memes for it, I had no desire to listen to it at all. Tuesday, okay. So I had no desire to listen to it.
Okay.
So
yeah. You listen to it? Obviously.
Yeah. I gave it a few listens. It was good. I liked it. It was musically pretty solid, and I think it's a good way to recap sort of this whole year that he's been through in terms of the Drake beef, getting basically the gig to do the Super Bowl. What better way than to close out with an album?
Hell yeah.
And people have been waiting for a long time. Kendrick always has so much space between his albums.
Too long.
So,
because the last album was 2022?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always like at least 2 years, 2-3 years.
God damn.
I will say Kendrick's a really good artist, so I will listen to it eventually. And I'm sure like there's very good songs in there. Because I do love most of his
Why are you answering these questions? Like, you're talking to us like a politician.
I like his music. Like, I actually genuinely like his music.
All right. Top, what should I? Top 5
Mad
Kendrick?
City.
Top 5 Kendrick songs.
Untitled playlist number 9.
Section 80.
Well, are we doing songs
high power,
or albums?
High power?
Songs.
High powers. That, high yeah. Power, power.
Money Tree.
Money Tree's okay. Hard.
Untitled or unlisted.
Skip, we don't know what the fuck untitled number 9
I
is.
Do. No, yeah. I do. As a See, fan,
that,
I do.
That's how I know you're not a fan.
Facts.
Can't believe this guy depresses me for not knowing that.
I was listening.
Lock some more minutes on a Spotify,
listen.
Buddy.
I was listening.
Pop will reach someone else. Corny. Yeah. Get him out of here.
Hey, go back to shooting that 35mm film.
Go shoot the 35 film out there.
Shit.
Go ask Kendrick.
Hey. Speaking of 35mm, your boy was at a wedding.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
When? You got married?
No, I didn't get married. No, I didn't get married. I had to shoot a wedding on Friday.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Who do you shoot it for?
A friend of mine.
On 35mm?
Yes.
Well, okay, I always had the question, what's the, like, the difference between the millimeter?
Your aperture,
just,
idiot.
Don't listen to him. It's just
the, I'm right.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
It's your fucking scope.
Oh, it's like the aspect ratio?
Yeah, that's it. 35mm is really small, then 120 is like big as shit, so... That's all it's about.
There's no way you didn't know that. Why would I know that?
From Dr. Cho.
How? We didn't learn that.
Really? Dr. No. Cho.
I learned that from my image processing.
I didn't take image processing.
What are y'all talking? What image processing?
Yeah.
I had
was this at UNLV?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all was wasting y'all money, man.
How?
What?
It's part of the degree. It was mandatory.
What's your degree in?
Mechanical engineering.
Mechanical engineering.
How the hell did they let you graduate?
Trick question, bud.
Bro, you've been going to how long you been going to school?
Since like 2019. But I'm not in school right now. Like generally not. I'm not in school right now.
Wait, hold on. So wait. Because what are you doing for work exactly? If you're comfortable saying it.
I work as a mechanical engineer.
With no degree?
Yeah.
Build different.
Is that legal?
Yeah, it is fair.
Bro, I'm just scared. Like, imagine like Benji was a pilot and then he'd be, hey, chat, I ain't gonna lie, gang, we cooked right now. But we're gonna get in the air for sure, shortly.
The thing is I'm only one class away. So that's it.
Then why'd you stop?
Because I failed it. Because I was already working full time. I just didn't care to
finish it. Get your degree. Because then, once you get your degree, we're gonna be at the ceremony. We're gonna vlog your ceremony.
Pass.
Hey, what you mean, pass?
35 millimeter at the ceremony.
Exactly. You don't appreciate having us as friends. Right? You get free content from him.
A Benji in his cap and gown podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. We're gonna do a podcast at Thomas and Mac.
We're gonna take pictures like this next to the little Benji.
Yeah.
Can we do a podcast when they call my name up?
Yeah.
No one to 35 millimeter.
Yeah, I'm saying, man. We want you.
I already walked.
You didn't. How'd you walk with no degree?
Because I was supposed to graduate, but I had failed that class. It was my last class.
So you never went back to go get your degree?
No.
You gotta move forward, not go back.
Two right, steps chat? Forward, one step backward.
Okay. All right. So
that's some Noah shit.
What do you do when you? Oh, we're gonna talk about Noah shit a little bit later. But anywho, I'm sorry. What were we talking about?
A Kendrick album.
Yeah, fire.
So, yeah, next up, Spotify. So, as everybody knows, if you got Spotify, go on your Spotify right now. You should have Spotify Wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
So, Spotify does this thing every year. Apple Music started doing this year.
Apple Music does it too,
bro. Shit's ass, bro. Don't ever speak on Spotify ever again, bro. I seen everybody on Apple Music this year be like, oh, yeah, Apple Music did it better. No, they did not.
No, they didn't.
They absolutely did not.
The combo's been about Spotify.
Exactly.
Because Apple Music's came out like a day before Spotify's.
Yeah.
And people were posting their stats. I'm like,
and I think they did that strategically.
Because they knew Spotify was going to drive it.
Let's do it.
Everybody was waiting for Spotify.
So I feel like a good segment is going to be we're each going to go through our Spotify Wrapped. We're going to name our top five artists as well as how many minutes we listen this year.
Okay. Let me pull out the phone.
I want
to
start.
Make sure to turn off y'all so we don't get copyrighted.
Did y'all feel like your Spotify Wrapped was accurate?
No.
I do not either.
At all, bro.
At all.
Most part is accurate, but I'm like looking at some of this.
I
literally look at it. I'm like, bro, I didn't listen to this that much.
And I have Javi in my fucking top five. Who? He only has Javi.
Oh. You low-key was.
He only has five songs.
I know, which is crazy that he's in your top five. Nah, that Summer was Javi every time. Where's my shit? Rap.
My shit loaded now. Ooh, where is it?
Who's going to go first?
Hey, they have making go through this long ass slideshow.
It's dumb. Can't even find it.
Oh, it's right, bro. It's like, okay. You want to do top songs? I got my top.
Let's do top artists and okay. Minutes. How many minutes you listen?
Okay.
My top artist is kind of crazy, no cap, but I stand behind it.
Is top artist that second slide?
No, it's like almost the last one.
Oh, I'm doing it. Okay, whatever.
Oh, yeah, you can't just go to the last slide. It summarizes all.
Oh, you're right. I'm tripping. Okay. So, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
This is the Unk list. My top artists are number one, Future.
W.
Number two, Jay-Z. Number three, Travis Scott. Number four, I don't know how the fuck he got on my list because I don't remember listening to him at all this year, Drake. And then number five is ESTG.
Damn, no Pee Wee Longway?
Free Pee-wee.
No Rick Ross?
I fuck with Rick Ross.
No Caribou?
Man, speaking of Caribou, she was in town like yesterday.
Really?
She was on the arm.
Yes! Man, I damn didn't want to call Mike right now. But he's not going to answer.
How many minutes did you listen?
I listened to 67,015 minutes of music.
God damn.
Yeah.
Y'all build different, bro.
No, I have autism. Sorry.
That makes two, y'all. Yeah. All right. My top artist. Number one, not staying behind this. Y'all ain't gonna never change my opinion. Gunna.
Okay.
Number two, Future.
Okay.
Number three, Fuerza Regida. Number four, Luis R. Conriquez. And number five, No Cap.
I don't know three or four, but that's...
Yeah.
They don't.
And I listened to 14,691 minutes.
14?
14,000, yeah. Okay.
That's slapping it on 10 seconds a day.
Consistency.
Cuz hustling.
Yeah.
My top artist was Peso Pluma. Second was Javi.
Go again.
What?
Wait, start again?
Peso Pluma.
Okay.
Javi.
No, slow down. You gotta say number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two. You're like running through the list. Yeah, yeah. Like, right. Yeah.
Number one, Peso Pluma.
Okay.
Number two, Javi. Number three, Fuerza Regida. Number four, Junior H.
Okay.
And number five, Tito Doble P.
I don't know these people.
Yeah, sit this one out, Unc.
It's not even because
of now we got to put you on some Mexican
and the, yeah, and, sure. And the minutes listened was 130,379.
God damn! 137? Dude, how many minutes are in a year?
I did it's 90 days. I listened to worth of music.
So that's damn near
minutes
like
in a year?
90 over 365.
Jesus. Eee.
It's 525,000 in a year.
Uh-huh.
25% of the year was spent listening to music.
Do we want to do top songs?
Nah, not really.
I'll do my top songs.
Okay, do your top songs. Yeah.
Number one, Type Shit. Number two, After Hours.
That song came out late as hell, too. Like, late in the year.
Yeah, I love it. It's my most streamed song. Number two is After Hours by Kehlani.
Ever since I was a jit.
Number three is Nightcrawler by Travis Scott.
Damn, old head.
Old head. Number four is Kryptonite by Don Toliver.
Okay.
And number five is 16 Carriages by Beyonce.
Decent list.
I'll explain five, though. Five is because I want to shoot the music video. So, like, certain songs, whenever I hear them, I keep playing them, and then I, like, get inspired creatively. That's why.
Yeah, that's fine.
The rest of this list, though, one through four, that's my actual, like, energy throughout the day.
Mm.
Yeah, just straight.
Yeah, my shit, I feel like, I don't know. Because I didn't listen to that much music.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it doesn't give me an accurate reading of like what I actually fuck with, except Gunna. And I'll stand by this because we talked about it in a group chat. And who was it? Noah said, "Oh, we don't listen to snitches." Gunna, the best artist out of Atlanta right now. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep it a buck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He making better music.
What about Baby?
Him and Future kind of on par.
What about Baby?
Wham?
Yeah.
Fell off.
Whatever Wham say, go.
Fell off.
He just had the... he had the concert birthday bash. He came down from the rafters like Shawn Michaels.
Fell off.
I don't know why he did that shit.
Yeah, he did.
It's crazy,
yeah,
he did. But.
Nah, Lil Baby was the one for me. Like, his old shit, yeah, but like, I can't listen to him. Like, what new shit has he dropped?
I'm so happy you brought this up because I've been meaning to talk about this for a very long time.
No, even some of his old shit better than anything like Gunna has ever dropped.
No, but I'm saying right now. Like his old shit, him and Gunna was like the one
even,
and two.
Yeah, it was even.
And like,
yeah,
I'll say, like, okay, Baby One, Gunna Two, like, I want to be even. Mad at it.
Yeah, now.
But now it's like he hasn't dropped anything in a long time.
Well, he just dropped a single yesterday.
What is it called?
Touchdown.
Name the chorus.
Yeah, I'm Little Baby, I got a touchdown.
Yeah, you'll be listening to that. Sit your ass out with this one, too. Corny ass.
I don't know.
Sit your ass down.
I listened to the song. I don't know the hook. I'm sorry. I just made that up. I'm sorry.
See ya.
But that's a good hook. Did you really believe me that was the hook, though?
No. Okay. Fuck. I'm Lil Baby. I got a touchdown. I wouldn't believe that. Am I an idiot?
He was supposed to see your gun, a gangster.
Okay.
Your baby.
Are you a real fan? Is this a real lyric?
No.
Fuck you. Nah, but like Young Thug, he ain't put out nothing in a long time.
Bro, because Young Thug with Marauder Scientist all day. He fat and lazy.
Okay.
As he should be.
So then he can't be a top artist no more.
Thug?
He can.
All time, yes, but like I'm talking about present right now.
For the year 2024. No.
I'm talking about this. Uh-huh. If all of them went into the booth like tomorrow,
Young Thug
not
would beat
together,
him
just individually,
Young
and
Thug would
you
beat
got
him.
3 hours to make a song, who's making the best song?
Young Thug.
Nah, no. I don't think so. He's just been Gunna. Away for too long. Gunna. He don't got that muscle memory. Gunna doing it, bro.
Gunna. Gunna going crazy.
Yeah.
Spit on this more, y'all.
You crazy.
Oh my god.
You crazy, bro.
Anywho.
All right. Next topic. We got Dave Blunts. So Dave Blunts, man.
That's his name, right?
Yeah, Dave Blunts. Dave Blunts. So he blew up on the radar, right?
No. I mean, I guess so, but like he was kind of going viral on TikTok before the radar shit. But long story short, though, this was maybe like a week or two ago. He was at the Juice WRLD Memorial concert, I guess. Yeah, and he was just performing with a fucking oxygen tank. And the internet...
I feel like that was like a month ago when the first time he performed with an oxygen tank.
No, this was recently. Recent.
No, you're not a huge fan of him?
Oh, Dave Blunt? No, I'm just talking about how we feel about this motherfucker at least weighing like 500 pounds plus.
Nah, that's kind of nuts.
Running around with an oxygen tank.
You see his girl?
His girl bad.
Nah, I didn't.
But I don't know if that's his girl or like his like caretaker.
It's his nurse.
It's his girl. Yeah,
that's his nurse.
That's a good ass point.
And actually,
that's a good ass point.
What insurance carrier is Dave Blunt on?
You might be on United. That gas tank might have a United placard on the side.
We gotta ask him, bro.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Now he was rapping a lyric. I saw him like freestyling. It's kind of ass, but he basically was saying like people hate me because he's fat. And he got like a bad girl or some shit like that. Like his girl bad as shit, and they hate him because they can't get her, even though he's fat as shit.
I don't know. I saw him blow up on the radar. Mm-hmm. Shout out to OTR
for sure.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like they help a lot of people up, like that Georgiana girl too.
Yeah.
But that's where I first seen him, and I don't know. To me, like I don't know, his style's kind of cool, but I just don't really see it going nowhere. Just because I feel like the reason he went viral is because he goes out of his way to make really controversial lyrics.
Yeah,
but also because of that, it's like he's never gonna get on the radio or something. You know,
he said he got a wrist litter.
Yeah.
I said, holy shit.
That's probably the least. That's the most.
The other lyrics he said we can't say on here. Yeah. But yeah,
that's probably the only lyric we can say on here.
Yeah.
But yeah, just because of that, I feel like you know he's never gonna get a real radio play or like you know he's not gonna be mainstream in terms of like the artists that are making music. That's a little bit more.
I could, but you know, like. Dude's his size, like you gotta like it's him.
Yeah.
He's the next Biggie.
Nah, he ain't the next Biggie.
Physically.
Who's the guy that they said that he was paying how much to? And then he's like, I don't know.
Big Mo.
They really dress just alike.
Bro. They look just alike.
Yeah.
Shit. Fuck you mean dress alike. What when you're that big, what else can you wear other than like sweatsuits?
That's true.
You can't wear shit but sweatsuits.
Yeah. So I guess that's why they dress alike. It's the only shit available.
I'm sorry, I had to make jokes, man. I just remember this nigga. He's literally as big as this couch.
Yeah. Like, the whole couch.
The whole couch.
Yeah.
And he was just swaying back. This is how I'm going to take off the. Hold on. Let me take off the mic. I swear to God, this is how this motherfucker was looking. He was I give her down a cup. And the girl was rubbing his back and shit.
Yeah.
Or his folds, whatever. I give her down a cup. Sipping up romanticine. We were leaning out in my cup. I give her down a cup. Why y'all acting like y'all don't know the song? Sing along. I got Danica.
Popcorn Reader and Benji. Danica.
Now take it from me.
You know what we need to do? We need to have a karaoke episode.
We is not doing that.
Why not? That's what they was doing at the wedding I went to. They was singing and shit.
We need a live episode.
That's at a wedding.
I'm down.
Huh?
It's at a wedding. As a live episode, sure, I'll be down for karaoke.
Yeah. Oh, I'm down for, yeah. Or I do like, instead of like
Brooklyn Bowl, man. 2025, we doing Brooklyn
Bowl. We
could
Bowl even do like a freestyle, rap freestyle. I know Noah. Noah would be the first one out.
OTR Cypher?
I know how to freestyle.
Oh, yeah? If I give you a beat right now?
Yeah.
All right, give him a word.
Yeah. Rhyme orange and door hinge.
Listen. What was the words again?
All right.
No, you got to
understand. Popcorn over here, little guy.
I thought you
guy.
Was educated.
Let me go back. I am educated. I got my degree. You don't.
You're my fault, though.
Yeah, huh?
Nah, is 2024 the year of the big rapper again, though? Because you know who else go crazy? Mm-hmm. Big X the Plug.
Shout out Big X the Plug.
Big X the Plug. His album, Super Sucker. Crazy shit, album, bro.
Woo.
Crazy fucking
that
fire ass album. I'm surprised
it wasn't on my top. I'm surprised that didn't make my Spotify rap because I was listening to that more than fucking Drake.
Me too.
So I don't know.
And the shit that killed me is that video where he doing that football route. Have you seen that?
No, I don't think
he's
so.
Doing like a football route, right? Mm-hmm. He a wide out, and he's waiting on the quarterback, and then he's like, they're like, hi, and he goes, and like, they're like, we did not fall for that. We did not fall for that, big bro. Slow as hell. Like, he at the line, he getting jammed up. Swim move, we did not fall for that shit.
Bro.
Nah, that shit killed me, but shout out to Big X, man.
Yo.
Yeah. Next thing up, the TikTok ban, man. The TikTok ban. Y'all think they're going to actually get rid of TikTok?
It's hard.
I mean, if they do, shit don't stop what we doing.
Nah, it don't. But I don't know. It's crazy. Like, I feel like TikTok, we underestimate how much of an impact it's had on, like, pop culture in the last, like, 5-6 years.
Yes. Especially music.
Yes.
The music industry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's probably my dopamine receptors.
No, low key.
That too.
Relating it to music, it's like, how many people did TikTok give a career to? And it's also kind of in a bad way because I feel like artists shifted away from making good music into making music that could trend on TikTok so that they could go, like,
even
viral.
Even this Kendrick album.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Kendrick from 2016 would go, Mustard! No, he wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I don't know. But I don't know. Just to see the effect it's had, I don't know. It would be crazy to see what life would be without it. But I guess now...
We've lived life before TikTok. We'll be okay.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, we've lived life before the internet. That don't mean if the internet
Who's
goes
we?
Out.
I'm not that unk.
Okay, but humans have lived life before the internet. That don't mean that if the internet goes out today, life's not going to fucking still change drastically.
Okay, but do you think lives are really going to change drastically that much?
Well, this is what I was going to say. Uh-huh. I think at the time when TikTok became popular, it was the only really like real short form content platform. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now we have Reels. Now we have YouTube Shorts. Right. So
everyone's
like,
playing catch up.
We won't really feel the effect as much.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So
honestly, I think if TikTok gets banned, you'll just see a lot of like small creators, maybe like small music creators as well.
Yeah.
Just kind of get phased out.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I could kind of care less.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's going to get banned because from what I'm understanding, I think Trump got more important things to handle his first couple of days of presidency than a TikTok ban, but...
You going there January 6th?
No. Hell no.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Yeah, I ain't gonna get lynched. How crazy?
Lynched?
Yeah.
They stopped doing that, Noah.
You stopped
doing that 100 years ago.
Are you asking me as a promise or a threat?
No. I'm saying I don't need to be over there. I'm cool. Cool. So January 6th, where I'm finna be, man, I need to be on vacation. That's what I need to be at.
At the Capitol
what
building?
What day is that? What day is
it's
January 6th?
Monday.
It's a Monday?
Yes. You gotta be at work. Gotta be at work,
clock in, Noah.
See you at the Capitol building.
Yeah. Wear that long sleeve and bring that mug.
You crazy, bro. Chill out.
Wear that little quarter zip.
Y'all crazy. What y'all finna do on January 6th? Y'all working too.
Put the Sperry's on.
Huh? Yeah. Wait, y'all working too?
Monday?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
See? Thank you. We ain't exempt. Come on, man.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Nah, you're right.
Yeah, shit.
This one has been a very big topic in our group chat. So just to give you some context, we have a little group chat on Instagram where we send like related news, stuff we might want to talk about on podcasts.
Yes. All examples of mental illness.
Others of us send other questionable content in there.
Him, like, not me. Him.
Like who?
You!
I see you said questionable content.
You!
I see you!
You! Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
As you can see, these guys.
Uh-huh.
Regardless, we have this ongoing thing where somebody will send some shit in and then they'll be like, this is Noah shit. And it's just continue like unk shit. And then recently we got Benji shit. So we want to break down. Yes, Noah wants us to really sit down in person and talk about what is Noah shit.
Because I don't know what the fuck it is. This is the only reason I came to figure out what Noah shit is.
So do you know how like people have like two personalities? One they act when they're like talking to white people. How they act when they're talking to the homies.
Yeah, it's code switching.
Okay. That's what I feel like Noah shit is. Noah on the pod is like talking to white people. He's like very elegant. He won't say the N word.
Elegant.
He would just say, he'll be like, yeah, I can't say the R word. Right. And then
N word.
The R word.
Oh.
And then back as soon as he dropped the cameras, Noah's like, yeah, piss on me, you know?
First of all, you're a f-. Second of all, you
hey, I thought you agreed with one of them.
The reason why
she hasn't denied any of them yet.
I'm a little older than y'all, so I have to be aware and careful about what I say on the internet because unfortunately people watch our podcast. We're not filming this from a fucking basement.
Not yet,
but if we get sued, it's going to go back to the basement.
Sure, facts.
So my point is, though, is that unfortunately, code switching is a part of life.
Yeah.
Right.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, we all do it. We all are gainfully employed. You have to do it, right?
Yeah.
So my point is, though, there's no such thing as Noah shit or whatever the fuck. You know how Noah shit started? This is how it started, because Benji didn't explain the fucking story of how it came up. Here's how Noah shit came about. Benji sent a reel in our group chat of some woman pissing in the middle of a street.
Ah, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That's how it started?
Yes, yeah. And a photographer was taking pictures.
Because the caption was like, I made my model pee on the street.
Right.
Oh,
and that I was offended. Sense. And then under the reel that Benji sent in our group chat, he said, oh, this is some Noah type shit. And I said, bro, I've been a photographer for like 7 years. I've never made a woman piss in the street.
Okay, but let me take your emotions away from this real quick.
Okay.
If you as a photographer...
Oh, pause it. You said take your emotions away from this real quick. You're talking about me.
No. Okay, take yourself out of the picture. Okay?
All right, pretend we're talking about Moa, not Noah. All right? Okay. Go ahead.
Pretend we're talking about somebody named Moa, okay?
Okay.
He's from Eritrea, right?
He's from Eritrea.
Yeah, Eritrea. Yeah, Eritrea.
Okay. He's, second gen immigrant.
First gen
immigrant. Yeah.
Why? How would you
this
know?
This is a fake
you
guy.
Oh, yeah, you know? I'm just saying, you know this, in this hypothetical situation, he'd be first, not second.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, little guy works hard, yeah?
Okay.
He working hard.
Okay.
Right? And so, as a photographer, you always try to get what's the next goal? What's the next metric? Right. How do I prove myself, right? And now, let me ask you this.
Right.
What about Kanye? Do you think Kanye's very creative?
Yes, Kanye's creative.
Wouldn't you agree when he first started to where he's at now, some people will call it a mental illness? To where the point where he's maybe schizo?
He's always been mentally ill.
Okay, but he's very creative and he's put himself down that path.
Okay.
So you, as your next goal, I was looking out for you. I mean, looking out for Moa.
Yeah, there you go.
And I was like, if Moa's just shooting weddings on 35 millimeters, but he's going to be shooting cars at 106 millimeters.
Okay. Have you ever seen Moa shoot women pissing in the street?
No.
So why the fuck would you say that was Moa type shit?
Because I seen Moa.
What do you see Moa do?
I see Moa record people punching each other.
That doesn't mean it's people pissing in the street.
It's like, it's apples and apples.
It's not apples to apples.
It's not apples to apples. It's probably like oranges to tangerines. You know, it's not the exact same
it's
thing.
It's borderline
but
there.
If you catch me in the middle of the night walking down the street, like I might mistake the two.
It was like Moa's been trending down the path of emo, rock, EDM, and he's a very huge Playboy Cardi fan. Mind you,
R. Kelly fan?
R. Kelly fan.
Yeah,
right?
Moa fan. Okay, big R. Kelly fan.
So
Moa is not an R. Kelly fan.
In my head, when I seen this model who was doing whatever the photographer had asked her to, I was like, wow, this photographer has some type of vision that aligns with Playboy Cardi and with this EDM emo style. I'm going to compliment my buddy Moa and send something that would remind me of him. Now, whether he takes that as inspiration or whether he takes that to be better.
If I were hypothetically, mind you,
I was like, I was hoping the best for Moa. I was like, Moa, I want you to see this and be like, yeah, I'm better
too.
I'm better than Kanye. I'm making Pete twice. And after that, I see Noah say, what the fuck? Have I seen this shit? I was like, yeah, I'm spamming this shit. And then I sent one of a girl spitting back on the camera, and then Noah was like, not gonna lie, this is some Noah shit. And I was.
You leave out details a lot, bro. Okay.
What do you mean?
So the real.
Wait. No. Did I lie?
Okay.
Did
you're
I lie?
You're not lying, but you're not telling the truth.
That is the truth.
Can I please?
Come on.
Okay. You sent a reel to the group chat of, what was it? Some girl, she's sitting in her car and she's like talking to the camera about.
I don't remember what it's in.
Okay. We'll pull up the reel, please, for the episode.
I don't want to post that.
No, but I have to.
We is not doing that.
No. I got to pull up the reel. This is crazy.
He's just doing it to watch it himself.
No,
he wants to watch it again.
He
wants to watch it, chat.
Nah, I got to defend myself. This is crazy. We're doing too much.
What are you defending? You already admitted to watching it.
I probably watched it. Hold up. Oh, wait. Hold up.
Chat, y'all see what I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis?
What you mean? You see what I got to deal with? Okay, this is the reel. Hold up. Where's this shit? Yeah, look. I'm going to play the audio.
What the fuck is that? What do you mean he hasn't been praised today? Oh, he's a good boy. Oh, wait.
So I didn't laugh.
It's a praise kick. And
so is Noah laughing.
She spits at the camera. And then you said, "This we have evidence of this." You said Benji shit.
No, I said, "This looks to be some Benji shit."
Motherfucker, I saw that. It says Benji shit. Stop lying.
I had to look at it.
God damn, man. The fuck? Anywho, you said Benji shit. Okay. I then said, "Hey, I can't lie. This is some Noah type shit too."
And I question marked you.
Was that a question mark, motherfucker? You sent it, not
me. Stood on business.
Chat, let us know below if you want me to cut Unk's hair.
You ain't cutting.
Because I asked that. You're not
cutting shit on my body unless I died or something.
On your body?
My hair is on my body, no?
I just want to cut your dome.
Oh my God. Fucking. Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, what I learned is like, I don't know, when Benji starts spamming shit.
I just ignore it.
I know. This is what I do, right?
I just ignore it.
At the picture and I.
The thumbnail.
The thumbnail. Yeah. Like, whatever the thumbnail is, I try to imagine, like, what's the worst possible way this can end?
And then
if it's actually pretty bad, I'm like, I'm not even going to open it. And that's why I always tell him, he's like, hey, you didn't react to this little guy. And he spammed me. He's okay. Like, hey, react to this. I'm like, let's not opening
it. Let's do this for the pod. No. Let's do this for the pod. We're going to go in our group chat and we're going to, I'm going to look at the thumbnails and describe them to people. Okay.
Oh, we do that.
Okay. You sent this. Uh-huh. Sent this. I'm gonna read this out. This is a meme of the Despicable Me minions. This shit says, "Me trying to focus at work, knowing I brought my LeBron plushie to cuddle with me at break." You sent this. We can keep going.
That's funny. You know what's crazy? Most of these I didn't even see because I just skip. If I see too many reels, I'm like, yeah, nope. I'm just gonna go to the text. Wait, read the one you replied that paragraph for. Read that paragraph.
Okay. So there is
No.
Let me read it. God damn it.
Who posted it first?
No.
Who posted the video first?
No.
Well, I think I did. No.
Yeah, he did.
It. Okay. But it was a normal video.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Normal video, right?
All it says,
what high school was like in 2005.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Obviously, I think this is like Atlanta or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a black high school, though, right? Our co-host then goes, riding shotgun in Pookie's 04 Chevy Impala, blasting Lil Wayne's Fireman. Them was Chicago days. Old Block raised me, schooled me on streets before actual school taught me anything. Pookie always saying, "Yo, Benji, you go make it out or get stuck like Eazy-E." Folks, do you see what I'm about to do?
You know, we might get reported for being mentally ill.
We are mentally ill. Yeah. Ain't no reporting nothing. We are. It is. That's why people watch our podcast.
Wait.
You wrote this. You typed this.
Yeah, because it's a running joke. Class of 04.
Yeah, but not this other shit you added. Riding shotgun and Pookie Chevy. Who the fuck is Pookie? Fucking Pookie.
Not gonna lie, I thought it was a comment, and I tried to search for it. It was not there. I was he's actually different. Like,
he typed all
in a bad way. He's different.
Yeah, he typed all this. And then there's another reel you sent. I didn't even click it. It's a dude. He's rubbing like peanut butter on himself.
I did not watch it.
Where?
Right here. Look, you said that.
See, that's what I mean. All that, not doing it.
Yeah.
Not doing it, Chad.
And then look at this. Look at this thumbnail. Look at this.
Yeah, see.
Why'd you send us this? Chad, I'm going to describe what I'm looking at. It is an old black dude. He's wearing a... Can't do this. He's wearing a clown mask. For some reason, his chest is greasy.
He's oiled up.
He's oiled up. And his pants, I literally can see his nuts. This is bad, bro. This is bad. I didn't even watch this.
No, watch that.
Okay,
not live on the pod.
Let's see what he's talking about. Why did I click on this?
He chose to do that.
I know.
Why would you guys force me to watch this?
After seeing that thumbnail and then choosing to click, it's kind of nuts.
Yes.
Why did you send it? Look at this dude's shit.
Okay, in his defense, not that I'm going to defend him because he is cooked, but in his defense, it's not like somebody sends it to him and then he sees the thumbnail and watches it. his FYP is really that cook.
Yeah.
That shit pops up on his shit. So he's like, yo, there's no way. Am I going crazy? Can we do so that? He sends it to the rational people.
Right, right. Yeah. Can we do this, actually? Can we each go to our FYPs and describe what we see? Let's do that. Come on.
I don't want it.
Get your motherfucking phone out. Hurry up, man. What the fuck wrong with you, man?
I fixed it already.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Cap.
I did.
Okay, go to that search bar. What are we looking at? Come on.
I got basketball.
I see Angel Reese. She's on a podcast.
Got basketball, football.
A lot of 4chan memes. I see
4chan memes.
Yeah, that's like, actually worse like than
posts,
mine.
Posts, yeah, they're funny. I see Babyface Ray. I see Smash Burgers.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Get your corn out of here.
I see Drewski. I see Babyface Ray. I see, y'all know that white girl from that one movie, Anora?
No.
Mikey Madison, y'all go look her up. Whoa, his shit. Whoa! Let me see! He don't want me to scroll. Damn, bro, who's this? Wait, is this your phone? Okay, is this, hold on. What the fuck? Okay, so I see hairline and why you got hairline replacement surgery? This is a crazy. Wait.
It don't look that cooked.
It's not bad.
That's not bad.
Just click any video and scroll.
I mean, I'm gonna obviously click this.
Why would you click that one?
That motherfucker looking like how it's supposed to.
Scroll.
Your internet's slow.
Scroll.
How to stay up all night and not let it affect you.
That's the most Benji fucking shit I ever heard.
Lucy?
Wait, I'm hammered watching the Santa Cracker tell my niece. When Santa enters the U.S. airspace, our military is going to shoot him down with cruise missiles.
See, that's the type of shit that's on his FYP.
5 meals under 500 calories with 40 grams protein I eat on repeat.
Gym shit.
Yeah, W. W meal prep.
What?
W meal prep.
Scroll down.
Hey, bro. Come on now. My poor friend is offering to sleep with me.
Please don't watch it. That shit gets on my free page.
Can I read it? My poor friend is offering to sleep with me in exchange for letting her live with me. Should I reject her and let her struggle on her own?
Scroll. That's the fucking Reddit shit.
POV, you're a CEO for an insurance agency thinking about more ways to screw over millions of people when you suddenly hear a noise behind you. More gym shit.
Car.
How olive oil is made. Okay, this is whatever.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, it ain't bad. I don't know. But I think out of all of us, when Instagram did release that function of how to clear your FYP, I ain't gonna lie, Benji, see that shit? Like,
yeah, Benji's mental illness. What is that? Oh my God.
You just scrolled two more.
Why is this on your feed?
I don't know. But see, that's what I said.
How do you not know? It's your algorithm.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I promise you.
I promise you, like, all the shit you send, right? Never in my wildest, most lucid dreams ever could I scroll a 10,000 times on my phone and ever come across that shit. It's just like, it don't happen.
I'm not going to lie, Noah. Uh-huh. Like, here's why my For You page is fucked. Mm-hmm. Because whenever some shit's fucked, it's popped on my For You page. Mm-hmm. Instead of me ignoring it and
you
like
watch
like,
it and replay it.
No. He shares it.
I share it to like four people because I'm just like, yeah, this shit's so cooked. I gotta let other people know. So sometimes I'll share.
Why do you have to let us know? Because we have lives and loved ones and families. We don't want to see this shit. Do you think I want to see a black dude in a ski mask?
Let's just say
in a clown mask with his chest oiled up. I don't want to see this shit.
Let's just say hypothetically, Moa.
Oh, fucking God, I can't do this fucking
shit. Moa's older than me, and I'm just like, you know what, Moa? I want a Moa to be like, yeah, this ain't right.
A white Moa?
A white Moa. He's white. And he's like, boy, this shit ain't right.
Why would Moa talk like that if
he's from
white?
The South.
He's from the South.
That's how white people from the
South. Yeah, Alabama, Mobile. Stand up.
Shout out my dog, Miles.
Got my dog Rilo.
My Morales.
No, Miles. I got a homie named Miles.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Miles, I do. Morales. I promise you I do.
What?
Okay. He's black.
He got an Instagram?
I don't know half his Instagram. I went to high school with him.
He doesn't have Instagram?
I didn't use Instagram like that when I was in high school. You I'm did. So for real.
Instagram wasn't even out when I was in high school, boy.
What?
I'm just playing.
I used Snapchat when I was in high school. I didn't use Instagram like that.
What was y'all on Vine?
You mean Musical.ly, idiot?
You fucking retard, Vine.
You mean Triller?
Vine.
Oh, Vine?
Y'all don't remember Vine?
What about it?
I remember Vine.
Were y'all on it?
Yeah.
How old were y'all?
I was like middle school for me. Yeah, middle school.
God damn, I was in high school.
Old head.
Old head. He was the one dancing.
I was never dancing.
He was like King Bach.
I was never dancing.
Maracas?
I was never dancing.
Never that. You weren't shaking like maracas?
Chill out, man. I wasn't doing none of that shit you're talking about, man. Shaking like maracas.
Nah, all right. To tie all this together, since we got two black and brown people beefing here.
We're not beefing. I love them to death.
Nah, I love them to death. It's a joke.
Yeah. He's just mentally ill.
If anybody's been on Twitter, or I guess what they call X now, there's a big trend right now where there's black people and Mexican people beefing.
About?
Do y'all know the story?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So there was. I think I do too. I don't know if this is 100% correct, but y'all correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. There's a black girl who posted a picture of, like, I guess it was some girl that's famous wearing an outfit, and then some other girl wearing an outfit.
Yeah.
And she had
the same outfit.
Yeah, wearing the same outfit. And then someone asked, like, why are y'all mad when this girl wears it, but not when this famous girl wears it? Mm-hmm. And some other black girl quoted it and said, all right. Some other girl quoted it and basically said it's because she not built like a Mexican. And that started like a whole
race war
on Twitter. Like,
it's a prison riot on Twitter right now.
Oh, facts. Yeah. It's like Rikers Island on Twitter right now. Yeah. But I don't know.
Shit's stupid, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I think it's stupid, by the way, uh-huh. is because basically what the girl's saying is like, yeah, Mexican women aren't built like good, right? Which, cool. That's her opinion. Okay. Is your Mexican women not built good? Hell yeah. Is your Mexican women built great? Hell yeah. Why the fuck does it have to be a race war? If it's the way I see it personally, it's like if I see someone who's a complete idiot or says something.
Why are you pointing? Hold on.
You say hypothetically.
Yeah, but I don't like how you hypothetically pointed in my direction.
Okay, hypothetically, Moa.
Point at the roof.
Okay, no, but if I see someone who's a complete idiot, right?
Okay.
And they say something so stupid, I'm not going to entertain it.
Okay.
The only reason why I would entertain it is because I'm just like, yeah, you know what? He might be right. So the way I see it's like all the women who are like,
unless you insecure, what does it really matter to you?
Then it's like, then I'm just like at that point, and then just like shit ton of fucking like Mexican women posting pictures of themselves, and they're like,
I'm not built like a Mexican.
And then it just eggs on because then there's people in the comments being like, what do you mean? You built exactly like a Mexican, right? And I'm just like, this shit's stupid. What do you think, Mo? I mean, Noah? What did that mean?
That's when I like,
but he acting though,
coming out the mask,
method acting.
Noah.
I was gonna do something.
I love women. That's it. That's all my answer. You know,
Loki. Yeah. It was been pretty good. You see,
yeah, some of them retweet them.
You're just like, hell yeah.
Can they come on my FYP?
You're like, hell yeah.
Yeah, that Benji FYP. Nah, I don't know. I feel like it just got blown out of proportions and. I don't know who at the end of the day, like, why does it bother you? I'm like, you know, if you're cool with other people are going to be cool with you. If you're not, then you're not.
The only issue I got is like on both sides of both Mexicans and black people, whatever, both sides have these idiots, so idiotic on both sides that they're going to take this to the real life and be like, I hate black people for this. Or I hate Mexican
Of course.
And that's what I just find so stupid because it's like, oh, why do you, why, and if deep rooted down, if you ask them, why do they hate black people? Or why do you hate Latina or Mexicans in general? It's all going to stem back to the stupid post. And it's just going to be like, you really entertained with that?
To be fair, what you're talking about, they hated either groups of people before of Twitter.
True, but it's they're adding a false concrete block to it.
Now, my thing is when you lash out at someone for saying something racist, by like tripling the racism towards them.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah.
And then other people are like, yo, wait. And then they're like, oh, no, but not you, bro. I'm just talking about her.
Because the original tweet, right, that she's talking about, what's it called? People being built like Mexicans, whatever.
Yeah.
In that original tweet, she also called black men baboons. People skipped that part, though. Nobody cared about that, huh? Right. In closing, though, shout out to the tortas. That's all I got to say.
There weren't even some tortas, was there?
But. I'm just saying, tortas, you know, shit. Listen, Everybody in those retweets, whatever, yeah, those some nice people. Nice people to look at.
Nice people.
I wanted to say nice bodies.
Nice Latina women.
Yeah, shout out to Latina women.
Shout out to Umar.
Latina women are so easy to manipulate. You just got to say some shit stupid like that, and all of them just fucking poke themselves. Right, Noah?
Cosign them. No, cosign them.
Us? That's on the wrong
Not
box.
Us, you. Don't include me in that.
Me and Moa.
Include Moa, not Noah. Yeah. Noah doesn't agree with what you just said.
Me and Moa.
Moa and Menji.
Can I get a t-shirt? I love Latinas and black women. Next pod. Let's call C's.
Get a printed t-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's speaking of merch.
Merch, man. Merch. For everybody that tapped in, man, I appreciate y'all. We are going to have a pop-up at the end of the month.
We are?
Yeah. Well, we're going to be part of it. December 21st. December 21st.
Oh, shit. Where is it at?
It's going to be at Golden MFG, which is another print shop here in Vegas. It's on Henderson's side.
That's what's up.
But, yeah, it's going to be a big streetwear / clothing brand pop-up for all the dope brands in Vegas.
Wait, we got a table?
Yeah.
Hey, we got a table, y'all. Yeah. Hey.
So everybody who's able to go, man, we'd love to see y'all there. We're all going to be there. Going to be there, man. It's going to be a Saturday night. I believe there's going to be a food truck there. And then there's going to be drink tickets, free entry for everybody. So pull up, man. Free entry to the pop-up, drink tickets. You're going to come chop it up with us. Come cop some merch.
Take a picture.
Take some pictures, man. It's going to be dope. It's going to be dope. So, yeah, hopefully we see y'all there.
For sure.
Yeah, but that's really all the topics we had for this week.
Yeah, I'm done.
It's been a good week, man. We hope everybody's having a good month, man. Hopefully everybody's Thanksgiving was good, and y'all better be ready for Christmas, man.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, man. We appreciate y'all rocking with us.
Next episode, I'm coming dressed as Santa.
Christmas is not until 3 weeks away, Noah.
I don't care. We have the film before. I'm just letting you know beforehand.
Okay.
What's up with you? Your eyes are red? You crying?
No, it started getting itchy.
Itchy?
Yeah.
You need some eye drops?
You got some, actually?
No.
No. All right, let's end this shit.
All right, man. We appreciate y'all rocking with us, man. Thanks for all the support. We're still going to have one more episode, I think. At least one more before the end of the year. So we're not going to sign off.
We got to interview Mikey.
I thought you said that was like top of the next year.
Well, we got to convince him to come before the year's over.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, so, but we can have on a Christmas one, to be honest. We got to dress up Christmas and have Mikey on here.
You sure?
Can you bring Caribou?
Why not?
Can we? Hey, I'm going to try.
Yeah. We end this together, though? Come on. We can't have
Moa, don't
show Twitter with the black and Mexican don't exist.
Fuck you. God damn it.
It's nuts. But wait, I think one of the cameras died. Uh-oh. I don't know which one, but it should be good. We should have the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man, we appreciate y'all rocking with us for this year. We'll have at least one more episode before the year ends. We won't sign off. But yeah, thank you guys for all the support this year, man. It's really meant a lot. These last few months, we've really been growing really rapidly, and it's thanks to these guys for coming
You're
in here
welcome.
Every week, doing the research, you know, getting the questions in, doing our due diligence.
Driving here,
all that good stuff, man. You know, it looks easy. It looks like,
but
you know.
But it is a full-time job, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Facts. It looks easy, you know, coming all the way here, and just, it looks like we're just getting on camera and talking shit, but we really do put in a lot of work into our content, and we appreciate you guys for all the support. But yeah, without further ado, let them know where they can find y'all on social media.
I'll go first. Y'all can follow me on any of your favorite platforms at N2DATK. That's all I gotta say.
I'm actually off Insta. Ever since I sent that in the group chat, I'll hop off on Insta.
Why?
Because I think shit takes up too much of my time. I just fucking doom scroll on there.
Okay. Y'all can follow Benji on TikTok.
It's even worse.
It's even worse on there.
Follow
please,
Benji on LinkedIn.
Please
follow, where is he at? Follow you.
Follow his LinkedIn.
Follow. I don't even got LinkedIn. Follow On The Run Pod. I'll be on there. Chat.
Yeah.
Follow On The Run Pod.
Hit him
Noah
if you
want to
hit me up.
Yeah. I'm his secretary.
Noah.
Hit me up for all of Benji's inquiries. Yeah.
Any big booty bitches.
The fuck?
Please hit him, Noah.
You ain't gonna pass that shit on.
I'm definitely not passing the big booty bitches to you. No.
Send the fax.
You're gonna be like, can I get in contact with Benji? Yeah, this is him.
Yeah, this,
yeah, this is Benji.
Yes, this is Benji.
But yeah, man, follow the podcast. It's gonna be on the run.bond on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, all that. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or even if you didn't, go on there. Make sure you drop a review for us. That really helps us in the algorithm. Thanks for sharing all the clips, man. Let us know what other content, what other interviews y'all want to see us do. And we'll see y'all next week for another episode. Peace.